This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The tip is controlled by the Purple Panthers. They'll take it down into the corner, giving it off there to Blake McGill. Now it comes up to Niehaus. Now Niehaus drives, gives to Corso. He'll spin into the lane. Off the glass shot is going to be blocked there by Anthony Carvagna. And quickly, Carvagna and the Miners come back the other way. Carvagna's shot rolls off the rim. Coming up with a rebound is Blake McGill. Back the other way go the Purple Panthers as it's Bishop driving into the lane. He'll kick it out to Corso. His left-hand layup off the glass rolls off the iron. Quickly back the other way comes Frankie Barrett. He'll get the ball off on the wing to Billy Gill. Gill will take it and put it back up in the hands of Brock Fredericks. Fredericks says, here, Gill, take it back. They'll play pitch and catch. It's going to be last touched by the Purple Panthers as Brady Bishop got his hand in the passing lane, deflected that one out of bounds right here in front of us. It'll be GHS ball, 7:10 to go, first quarter, we're scoreless. Brock Fredericks will set the offense up. Ooh, almost a double dribble there. He got away with it. Now a one-hand pass down in the corner right to us, and it goes to Billy Gill. Gill goes to Barrett. Barrett turns, shoots off the iron. Corso skies for the rebound. Back the other way go the Purple Panthers. A little over a minute into this one, we're still looking for our first score. Bishop picks up his dribble looking for cutters. Nobody's there. Finally, he's able to find Stewart. Stewart has the pass deflected out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Miners as it was Billy Gill who touched that one last. And so it will be Purple Panthers ball as they will inbounds. Oh, a good long pass on the bounce inside intended there for McGill, but it goes off of his leg, and the Miners recover. 6:30 to go, first quarter. With the ball is Fredericks. Fredericks out front, looking, brings it over to the left side, gives it off to Gill. Billy Gill gives it back to Fredericks. Fredericks looking at Ottersberg at the high post. A steal by Bishop. Brady takes it to the hole, and he's hacked in the act as he goes to the basket. Brady Bishop to the free throw line to shoot two. They'll catch Brock Fredericks with his first foul. At 6:09, Brady Bishop, the 5'10 senior, to the free throw line to shoot two. He's been averaged double figures since returning to the lineup after an early season injury. First free throw's up, and it's good. The 5'10 senior shakes those hands a little bit, puts that ball under his arm, one dribble, eyes it again, tries it again, buys it again. First 2 points of the game by Brady Bishop, the 5'10 senior, and the Purple Panthers have the early lead. Brock Fredericks with the ball, kicks it over on the wing to Billy Gill. Gill goes down in the corner as he'll get it to Carvagna. Carvagna with the ball at the free throw line extended now. He'll bring it back up top and over to Gill. Billy Gill for three, rattles in, rattles out. Barrett comes up with a rebound. His shot is up. It's good. And Niehaus is going to get the foul, but Barrett is in dire straits as they're going to get the manager out here right now. His left ankle is giving him fits. They will count the basket for Frankie Barrett. That's the good news. The bad news is he is writhing in pain. The foul will go against Austin Niehaus. That'll be his first. Still working on Barrett right here in front of us, and he is in some dire pain right now. 5:47 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Barrett has a free throw coming. I don't believe he will be able to shoot it. We shall see. While there's a break in the action, we'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Being escorted off the floor, he is not letting that left foot touch the floor as he goes over to the bench. He's being treated by the training staff here at Litchfield. His replacement, Blake Zinner, will shoot the free throw. It'll come up short. So Zinner replaces Barrett in the Miners lineup. Missed free throw leaves us tied 2-2. Corso with the ball. He'll take it over to the left wing. Bishop with a backdoor cut. Looks past him. Gives the ball to McGill. McGill now gives it off to Stewart. Stewart going to be called on a travel. as he was trying to stop in the lane. I don't know if he got shoved a little bit or what, but the feet couldn't stop in time. That'll be turnover number one on the Purple Panthers. Fredericks brings the ball down, gives it off to Gill. Billy goes into the corner, off to Cravagna. Back up top to Fredericks. His driving layup is good. Brock Fredericks with a nice shot there. A little finger roll from about 10 feet. Makes it 4-2 Gillespie. Bishop gets the ball to Niehaus. Niehaus gets it back to him as he cuts through the lane. And Bishop trying to hit McGill in the corner. The ball goes out of bounds for turnover number two. And so now as we go inside the five-minute mark, Gillespie with a 4-2 lead has the ball. McGill to Zinner. Zinner off the glass and good. The big guy, Blake Zinner, with a nice move to the basket, makes it 6-2 in favor of Gillespie. Right now, Coach Drew Logan says, I need a timeout. As he takes a timeout, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker, sitting up here on the stage in front of the student section of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, a good contingency of fans here tonight. Their Purple Panthers right now are trailing 6-2, 4-4-4 showing on the first quarter clock. Bishop gets the ball to Niehaus. Niehaus gives it to a cutting Corso. Bishop tried to go back door. He was there, but Corso couldn't find him. Turnover number three gives the ball back to Gillespie. Up top, it'll go to Cravagna. Cravagna with a lead pass to Ottersberg off the glass, a little bit short. Coming up with the rebound is Niehaus. Niehaus dishes it out to Bishop. Bishop drives in, then kicks it back to Corso. Corso over on the left side, free throw line extended. He'll dribble back up top. He's looking inside for Stewart. Instead, he'll stop and pop, and shots up, and good. That was Blake McGill, and McGill's going to get a three on that one as he got bottom of the net. Just like that, it is 6-5. Corso with a quick dish to McGill. McGill with a good three. Now a takeaway by Niehaus. First turnover of the game on the Miners. Bishop stops and pops from the 18. No good. Niehaus with the rebound and the putback. He went up strong. He went down strong, and he's going to take his time going to the free throw line as he was hacked in the act. That foul's going to go against Anthony Cravagna. Cravagna will pick up his first. Niehaus to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll try the first. He can't buy the first as that one came up way short. Niehaus will get another one. Austin, a 6'2 senior, looking for his first point of the night, which would tie us at six. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Austin Niehaus, 1-for-2 from the free throw line, and at the 3-3-3 mark of the first quarter, we're tied 6-6. Brockhaus with the ball, thought about a three. Instead, he'll kick it over to Billy Gill. Gill's going to take one dribble into the corner to Zinner. Oh, Zinner with a nice pass for Ottersberg. It's deflected, however. Cravagna comes up with it. His shot won't go. And Fredericks came up with a rebound. His shot was blocked. And Blake McGill comes away with a rebound for LHS. 3:10 to go, third quarter. Corso from the head of the key. Off the iron, no good. Zinner with the rebound. Niehaus with the foul. On Austin Niehaus, that is going to be personal foul number two, and that's going to get Anthony Boston up. The 6'3 senior Boston will replace Niehaus in the lineup. Coming in for the Miners, Anthony Rebus will replace Ottersberg for the black and the orange. Fredericks brings the ball down, kicks it over here on the left wing, right in front of us. It's Billy Gill. Gill back up to Fredericks. Nice pass inside out, high-low pass. Goes Cravagna to Zinner. Zinner with the two. Give Cravagna an outstanding assist. I love that high-low combination. Hit the high post. Hit the cutter on the baseline low post and get an easy two. 8-6. Miners have the lead. Bishop has the ball. Gives it off over there to McGill. McGill's driving layup. No good. Zinner comes up with the rebound. Off to Fredericks. Quickly come the Miners. Down to 2-2-2 showing on that first quarter clock. 8-6, Miners with the lead and the ball. Zinner this time with the backdoor cut as he's able to find Rebus. Rebus' shot won't go, and he goes down in a heap as Stewart comes away with the rebound. Gives it off to Corso, back to Stewart. Stewart thought about a three. Instead, he'll dribble over to the right side. Hitting the two-minute mark of the first quarter. 8-6, Miners with the lead, Panthers with the ball. McGill on the drive, gives it off to Corso. Corso, left-hand layup, no good. Zinner comes up with the rebound. Quickly, he gets it out to Cravagna. Three-on-two break for the Miners. Cravagna to the hole, off the glass, and it's good. Anthony Cravagna with a nice little teardrop right there in front of the basket. His first 2 points of the game makes it 10-6 to Gillespie. On the other side, they'll go back door to Boston, and Boston is open, and he'll get an easy two. Anthony Boston with 2 points. Brady Bishop with an outstanding assist on that play. 1-3-4 showing on the first quarter clock. 1:34 to go, period number one. 10-8, Gillespie with the lead. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage. Following the timeout, Gillespie will have the ball. These two teams played way back at the early part of the season, back on November the 25th in the Metro East Lutheran Invitational Tournament at Turkey Time. And on that night, Gillespie defeated Litchfield 59-46. So this is a rematch, as it will be. Rebus with the ball up top to Cravagna. To Fredericks for three at the head of the key. Nope, it's an air ball. Trying to get the ball back in bounds. Rebus throws it against the back of the backboard. And so with 1:18 to go here in the first quarter, Litchfield trailing 10-8 will bring the ball down the floor. It'll be Brady Bishop taking it down over on the left side. He drives hard to the corner. Looks for Corso. Corso going to drive baseline. He'll kick it out to McGill. McGill thought about a three. Instead, he'll go to Boston. Back to McGill. Back to Boston. Boston off the glass. No good. Rolls around. Won't go down. Rebus comes up with a rebound. Inside the final minute we go. Cravagna going to force the issue as he's heading to the floor. He can't get to the basket as he's hacked in the act. The foul will go against Bishop. Brady got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. That'll be his first. Cravagna will inbound under his own basket. He's looking, gets it in to Billy Gill. Bill goes down the lane. He charges into the basket. His shot's off the rim, no good. Purple Panthers come away with it. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Stewart with a bounce pass to Boston. Kicks it out to McGill for three. Bottom of the net. Blake McGill with his second tray of the day. Give him 6 points. Give the Purple Panthers the lead, 11-10. Billy Gill gives it off to Cravagna. Nice lead pass to Ottersberg. His shot rolls off the rim, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. As one of the Panthers got a hand on the arm, and we're going to call that one. I believe that's going to go on Corso, and John's going to pick up his first foul. Two free throws for Ottersberg. First one's up, and it's no good. He'll get another one. As Bobby Robbins enters the lineup, and Ottersberg gets ready to shoot his second one as he'll eye it. He'll try it. Nope, can't buy it. Caught front iron and then rolled off short. Rebound comes down to Corso, who kicks it out to Bishop. Purple Panthers leading 11-10. They're going to hold for the last shot. We're down to 10 seconds. Bishop going to give the ball off to Stewart. Stewart dribbles between the legs, fires a three, off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound, Bishop had it, now Boston had it. Neither one could get the shot to drop. The horn sounds. The first quarter is over, and after one quarter of play here at Litchfield High School, it is Litchfield 11, Gillespie 10. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Gillespie will get the ball to start the second quarter, losing by right now by 1 point. As they have 10 points, but the Purple Panthers have 11. Fredericks, setting up the offense, gives it over to Billy Gill here on the wing. Gill goes low to Ottersberg. Ottersberg trying to get the ball back outside. Going to be a holding call against the Purple Panthers, and this will go against Blaine Stewart. So Stewart's going to pick up his second. Stewart has two. Niehaus has two. The Miners will inbound right in front of me. It'll be Cravagna who gets the inbounds pass right back. Now he'll go back up top to Fredericks. Just underway, quarter number two. 11-10. Litchfield with the lead. Gillespie with the ball. Gill with the ball back up top to Fredericks. He's trying to bounce pass inside. Corso did a good job of getting in there and making the steal. Back the other way, it is Blake McGill with the layup on the right side off the glass. Gives him 8 points, makes it 13-10 in favor of LHS. Fredericks with the ball. Going to give the ball off to Gill. Now they'll go to Kravanya at the high post. His pass is blocked and then taken away by Anthony Boston. Boston simply manned up, got a hand right up there on the ball, and brought it down. That is the third turnover of the game on GHS. Back the other way, McGill trying the three-point shot. This one will not go. And away comes Kravanya and the Miners. Over on the right wing it goes. Now inside to Zinner. Zinner trying to pass into the low post. Kravanya with a reverse layup had his back to the basket as he was going out towards the free throw line. Put that reverse layup in, give Kravanya four, makes it 13-12. Miners trailing by one. Litchfield with the ball and Sturt with the three. Head of the key, bottom of the net. The 5'10 sophomore Blaine Sturt drains the tray, makes it 16-12, a 4-point lead for Litchfield. Back the other way, Gill has the ball. Off to Ottersberg, out to Zinner. Zinner's pass back outside is muffed there by McGill, but Gill comes up with it. Billy Gill with the ball right in front of us. He's going to fire a three. Off the iron, no good. Boston comes away with the rebound. Bishop wants to push the ball up the floor a little quickly. He looks at the three. Instead, he'll go back to Stewart. Then to Corso. Corso stutters as he heads around the corner for turnover number four. Bobby Robbins will replace Brock Fredericks in the Gillespie lineup. And Robbins will bring the ball down, working the point guard position. Decked out in those orange shoes, he's easy to pick out in the crowd there. He'll get it to Kravanya. Kravanya goes into the lane against Boston. Up and in. Anthony Kravanya with a nice strong move to the basket. Went right up against Boston, who had blocked his shot just a moment ago. This time, Kravanya gets a shot to drop. He has six. It's a two-point game. Boston on the low post gives the ball off to Stewart. Stewart's going to pass the ball back out to Bishop. Before Bishop can make a move, it's one-on-one. Number one, Bobby Robbins with the foul on number one, Brady Bishop. That will be Robbins' first foul. That'll be the third team foul. Now Zinner's going to get a break, as he'll be replaced in the minor lineup by Anthony Rebus, the 6'1 junior. Inbounds pass comes in to Bishop. Bishop gets the ball to McGill. McGill at the head of the key. His three-point attempt goes off the iron short. Ottersberg comes up with the rebound. We hit the five-minute mark of quarter number two. 16-14, Litchfield by two. Gill for three. Bottom of the net. Billy Gill took care of that deficit and added one. Gillespie's now up 17-16. Bishop on the drive, kicks it off to Corso. They do a little weave. Now backdoor cut to McGill. He loses handle, picks it up, kicks it out to Corso for a three. Long and strong, but Corso gets his own rebound. He's wanting to drive now. Instead, he'll kick it out to McGill. McGill wanted to drive, and he was shut off there by Rebus. He'll give it off to Boston. Good man-to-man defense by the Miners here. Bishop around the corner. Shots up. No good. Off on the rebound comes Bobby Robbins. Gillespie now leading 17-16 with the ball. Robbins up top gives it to Kravanya. Kravanya takes it over on the right side on the dribble. He's got Ottersberg at the low post. Over here in the corner is Billy Gill. Gill's waiting for the ball. He gets it at the wing on the left side. He'll take it down into the corner to Robbins. Robbins will swing it back up top to Rebus. Rebus will reset the offense halfway through quarter number two. Miners with a 17-16 lead. Robbins gets in a little bit of trouble there. He'll get the ball off to Gill for three. Gill's three goes a little strong. Coming up with a rebound is McGill, and he'll give it off to Stewart. Stewart will leave it for Corso. Corso will bring it down on the dribble. Bishop went a backdoor cut. It wasn't there. They'll reverse it back around, give the ball off to McGill. Back to Corso. He'll drive that baseline. He's shut off, picks up his dribble. Gives it up top. Now it'll go to Bishop. Now over to Boston it goes. Back to Corso. He'll spin. Not there, so he'll pick up the dribble, give the ball off to Stewart. Driving layup is good. Blaine Stewart with an outstanding drive down the lane. Corso with an even better pass. Give Stewart the two. Give the Purple Panthers an 18-17 lead. Give the Miners a timeout. 3:21 to go till half, 18-17. Litchfield with the lead. Gillespie with the ball when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. Looking ahead to tomorrow, our Wednesday calendar looks like this. Live game coming your way at 7:30. Carlinville girls taking on Hillsboro from the Carlinville Regional. Our delayed game tomorrow night will be Nokomis and Calhoun coming your way from the Nokomis Regional. Another doubleheader coming your way, as we've had two nights of triple headers, Monday and Tuesday. We'll back off to two games tomorrow night. And as the Miners bring the ball inbounds, Zinner tries to bounce pass to the baseline. It's kicked out of bounds, so it'll be Gillespie ball with 3:06 to go. Cravagna will inbound. He'll get the ball in to Robbins. Robbins on the dribble, being hassled out there real well by Blake and McGill. Back to Robbins it goes, up top to Fredericks, who's re-entered the game. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll go back up top to Robbins. Robbins has his shot rejected. Blake McGill with an outstanding reject. Ball comes down in the hands of Stewart. He'll bring it down and set things up for the Purple Panthers. He'll take that three. Bottom of the net. Blaine Stewart drains the tray for the second time this quarter. He has 8 points all in this quarter. Backdoor cut, Cravagna off the glass, no good. Foul going to be called against the Purple Panthers, Cameron Crow, who just came into the ballgame. So Crow, the 6-foot senior, picks up his first foul. Cravagna to the free throw line. He has 3 buckets for 6 points. He's looking for a couple free ones here. Spins that ball in his hands. Now he eyes it. Now he tries it. Now he buys it. Billy Gill replaces Bobby Robbins, in the Miners lineup as Cravagna gets ready for his second free throw. Again, he eyes it. Again, he tries it. And again, he buys it. 6 1/4, 8 in the game for Anthony Cravagna. Makes it a 21-19 game. Purple Panthers with the lead and the ball. Bishop on the dribble over on the left side. He has Crow down in the corner. He'll come back on dribble to the middle. Give it off to McGill. McGill drives up and off the glass, and good. Blake McGill with an outstanding drive on that right side. Put it high off the glass. Let it drop down gently for two. Gives him 4 1/4, 10 in a game. Billy Gill for three. Gill misses the shot. Ottersburg pushed off trying to get the rebound. Well, he got the rebound, but Alex is going to get foul number one as he was pushing Blaine Stewart out of the way. First foul on Ottersburg. Fourth foul against the Miners. Into the final 2 minutes of the first half we go. 23-19, Purple Panthers with a 4-point lead and the ball. Bishop picked up his dribble, give the ball off to Stewart. Stewart's pass to Boston. Boston's shot goes across the iron, no good. Cravagna leading the way, coming back down. Gill gives it in to Zinner. Zinner goes hard to the floor. That shot came up short. Back the other way goes Stewart. Stewart in the corner to Brady Bishop. Bishop to Crow. Crow in the lane. He'll drive, then dish it off, and Blake McGill gets the bucket. Gill gets a good basket, but an outstanding pass that time by Crow. 1:15 to go. The Miners trailing by 6. Litchfield has opened up a 6-point lead after leading by only 1 after the first quarter. Now the pass back outside. Oh, it's saved before it went across midcourt. Zinner thought he'd thrown it away, but Fredericks did a good job of making sure he got the ball back in the front court without going out of bounds. Now a foul's going to be gone on Anthony Bishop. Bishop with a reach in is going to pick up his first. To the free throw line will go Blake Zinner. Zinner, who came in and shot the free throw for Frankie Barrett earlier, will shoot the 1-1 with 59.5 seconds to go. 4 points on the night for Blake, looking for number 5. Yep, that hit the back iron, bounced up, rolled right down and through, and he'll get another one. 5 on the evening for the 6'4 senior, Blake with Zinner. He'll shoot one, trying to draw the Miners back to within 4. Couple of dribbles, spins the ball in his hands. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Can't buy it as that caught front iron. Coming away with the rebound, it was Blake McGill. McGill goes down, sets up over on the right corner as Stewart will bring the ball to him. He'll cut through. Baxter still looking for cutters. He'll find Bishop out in the corner. Bishop looking up top, gives it off to Boston. Back to Bishop it goes. Out in the corner goes Crow. He's going to try to drive baseline. Cravagna had him stop. As he tried to go around him, he stepped on the baseline for turnover number five. Not enough room to get there. The turnover gives the ball back to the Miners, who trail by five, 25-20. Litchfield with the lead. Gillespie with the ball. Into the final 30 seconds of the second quarter we go. Cravagna on the dribble. Into Gill. Back out to Cravagna. Down to 15 seconds we go. Fredericks with the ball. Back up top. Now back to Fredericks on the wing. Now back to Cravagna. He wanted a drive, but he's shut off there by Bishop. Down to 10 seconds we go. Bishop drops back to close off the middle a little bit. Cravagna wants to make a move to the hole. He gets shut off. He'll try to skip it back across to Fredericks. His errant shot goes off the glass. No good. And the first half comes to a close with the Litchfield Panthers leading the Gillespie Miners 25-20. We'll take a break. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back at the studio. I'm Gary Boker. Halftime is just about over. Both teams are out taking a few warm-up shots to get ready for the second half action. Here at halftime, Litchfield has a 25-20 lead over Gillespie. As we said, Blake McGill, the hot hand for the Purple Panthers, as he had two threes in the first quarter, three twos in the second quarter. He leads the way with 12 points. Blaine Stewart has 8 points, a pair of threes and a two in that second quarter. As we said, both of these teams desperately looking for a win. Gillespie has lost three in a row. Their last loss came at Roxana Friday night, 62-47. On the other hand, the Litchfield Purple Panthers, they've lost five in a row. They last lost last Friday, 61-46 at Pena. Next up for the Purple Panthers will be a game back here with Carlinville on a Friday night. Next up for Gillespie, it'll be heading to Staunton for an encounter on Friday night as well. Well, the teams have both gotten their last-minute instructions. They are ready to head in opposite directions as Litchfield will get the ball to start the third quarter. They will come back this way as Bishop has the ball, brings it over on the wing to Stewart. Stewart takes it back up top to Corso. Corso gives it back to Blaine Stewart. Stewart's going to drive into the lane and give it off to Niehaus. Niehaus tries to get the ball to Corso. It's deflected right back to him. Out for Stewart for a three. It won't go. Coming up with the rebound is Brock Fredericks. Fredericks quickly takes the ball back the other way. Gives it off to Cravagna for a long three. It came up a little short. Didn't catch anything. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Purple Panther ball. So Fredericks is out there with Gill and Cravagna, as well as Ottersberg and Zinner. That's the Gillespie five out there. Bishop is out there with Corso. Niehaus is back on the floor with McGill and Sturt. Corso thought about a three. Instead, he'll drive into the lane, kick it out to Sturt. Sturt is going to drive the lane. He'll come back out in the corner, being guarded by Billy Gill. Over to the other side, it goes to McGill. So we got a Gill and a McGill out there, and you think I'm not going to get confused here in front of a both of them in front of me right here, right now. Corso with the shot. It's no good. Cravagna comes up with the rebound. He'll head the other way, 25-20. Still a scoreless second half. Litchfield had a five-point lead at halftime. Zinner from the elbow, and it's good. Blake Zinner gets a two as he's on the elbow over on the right side. Makes it 25-22. Niehaus trying to finger roll off the front of the rim. It goes out of bounds. Niehaus claps his hands in disgust. The ball goes over to the Miners. 25-22. Litchfield with the lead. Gillespie with the ball. Fredericks on the dribble. Takes it over to the left side. Now he'll swing back to the right and give it off to Gill. Gill gives it back up to Fredericks, who leaves it for Cravagna. Cravagna looks at Zinner at the high post. Can't get it to him. He'll go back to Fredericks for three. Bottom of the net. Brock Fredericks drains the tray. It's been a 5-0 run here in the third quarter for the Gillespie Miners, and they've now tied this one up 25-25. Niehaus shot in the lane, no good. Corso comes away with the rebound. Gives it off to Bishop. He tees up the three, catches front iron. Corso chases it down in the corner and then saves it to Niehaus. Niehaus gives it to McGill, who threw it right on the backside of Broderick. It came back to him. Now Niehaus with a drive into the lane, and Austin gets his first bucket of the night to go along with one free throw. He has three, and it's 27-25. Litchfield with the lead, Gillespie with the ball. Fredericks looking for the shot up top, not there, to go over in a corner. Down to Ottersberg, into Zinner, off the glass, and good. Zinner gets a nice finger roll layup on the left side. He'll also go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. As he was fouled by... That was going to go on Corso, and on John, that will be his second. Zinner's free throw's up, and it's good. Blake Zinner with 5 points here in the quarter, had 5 points in the first half, so he now has 10. And the lead is 28-27 for Gillespie. Corso brings the ball over to the left side, gives it back up top to McGill. McGill runs into traffic, dishes it off to Niehaus. To Corso, he'll spot up for that three, rolls around and kicks out. Ottersberg comes up with the rebound. Lead pass to Cravagna. He'll slice right through the defense and get the shot to drop. Anthony Cravagna set that play up, did kind of a hesitation dribble, and then rolled right on through the old blow-by play. McGill the other way, finger roll is up and good. 14 on the night for Blake McGill, makes this a one-point game. Gillespie with the lead and the ball. Cravagna up top to Fredericks. Fredericks going to drive all the way off the glass. No good. Blocking foul going to be called against LHS. Fredericks is out of control going to the basket, but all's well that ends well, as he'll go to the free throw line. And the foul's going to be called on Niehaus on Austin. That will be his third. Three fouls on Niehaus will send Brock Fredericks to the free throw line to shoot two. He's already got a tray here in the second half. 5 points on the game, looking for number six. Nope, off the front iron, no good. He'll get one more. Boston replaces Niehaus in the Purple Panther lineup. Zinner will go out, and he will be replaced by Tanner Whitfield, the 5'9 junior, for the Miners. Fredericks, second free throw. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. So he's one for two from the charity stripe. Give him four and a quarter, six in the game. Miners, who trailed by five and a half, are up by two here. Now a travel going to be called on McGill. He wanted to pass and then wasn't sure. He stuttered those feet. And as a result, it'll be turnover number six on the Purple Panthers. Halfway through quarter number three, Gillespie with a two-point lead and the ball. Cravagna to Fredericks. Fredericks behind his back on the dribble. Goes over from left to right. Now he'll come back up and set up the offense. Gives it off to Gill. Gill goes up to the high post to Cravagna. Cravagna spins down the left side of the lane. His shot comes up short. Corso comes away with the rebound. He spins out of trouble, comes down on the dribble. John goes over to the right side. Now he'll look outside, come into the lane, and go down the lane. Gives it off to Bishop as they're weaving into the lane. Off to McGill, back to Bishop for three. Rolls off the rim, no good. Brady having trouble finding the range right there from that spot this evening. Now timeout going to be called on the floor as Gillespie wants to talk things over. They have a 31-29 lead over the Purple Panthers with 3:31 to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Volker up here on the stage. So glad I've got headphones on, because that drummer down at the other end of the stage, he's having a lot of fun getting the crowd excited, and indeed they should be. 31-29, it is a Gillespie lead, as following the timeout, it will be Miners' ball. Fredericks will inbound and get the ball back and set the offense up. He'll bring it off on the dribble to the left side, gives it off to Cravagna, to Zinner, looking for a cutter inside. Instead, he tries to pass the ball into the corner, and McGill comes away with a steal. Only turnover number four on GHS tonight. Corso picks up his dribble, gives it off to Stewart. Blaine backs it out on the dribble. Free throw line extended left side. Gives it off for Corso. Corso drives in the lane. His pass is deflected and stolen by Cravagna. Seventh turnover of the game on LHS. And Cravagna, once again, a power drive to the basket, gets good things to happen. Dozen points on the game for Anthony Cravagna. It's a four-point lead for the Miners. Bishop gives the ball off to Sturt. He'll stop and pop from 18. It rolls off the rim. No good. Cravagna comes up with yet another rebound. He'll come down on the dribble. He's got a lane. He's going to go to the basket. Going to be a blocking foul called on Boston, who could not get there in time. On Anthony, that'll be personal foul number two, as Tito used to say. Take the ball to the basket, and good things will happen. Anthony Cravagna going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got a dozen on the game. His team leads by four. Make it five as he makes the first free throw. Cravagna is 3 for 3 from the charity stripe tonight. 5 in the quarter, 13 for the game. So he gets ready to eye that second one. He'll try that second one, and he'll buy that second one. Nothing but net on those two free throws for Anthony Cravagna. 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game, 2:30 to go, third quarter. 35-29, Gillespie with perhaps their biggest lead tonight. They're up by 6. Corso went driving in. I thought maybe his pivot foot slipped, got away with it. Inside it goes. Now back out to McGill. His finger rolls up, and it's good. Blake McGill with a little finger roll right in front of the rim. Give him 4 in the quarter, 16 for the game. Makes it a four-point game. Cravagna kicking it out to Fredericks. Fredericks for 3. Off the iron, no good. Corso and Zinner fighting for the rebound. They deflect it off to Boston. Boston gives it to Corso. Corso's going down the lane, gives it up to McGill, and McGill gets the bucket. Give McGill the points, but give Corso an outstanding play as he drew the defense to himself. Then the diagonal pass found McGill wide open. Inside, they'll go to Ottersberg. His reverse layup's no good, but he was hacked in the act, so he'll shoot two. This foul is going to go against John Corso, and that will be personal foul number 3 on Corso. Fourth team foul will send Ottersberg to the free throw line to shoot 2. After missing 2 in the first quarter, he makes his first one here. That's his first point of the game. Crow back in the lineup as Corso will have a seat. Zinner has a seat for the Miners. As Ottersberg gets ready for shot number 2, it's up and it's good. Anthony Rebus replaces Zinner in the GHS lineup. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. 37-33 is the Gillespie lead. Sturt with the ball. He'll drive baseline. Shot's no good. Cravagna comes away with another rebound. How many times tonight have we said Cravagna comes away with another rebound? Over on the wing, it goes to Tanner Whitfield. Whitfield stops his dribble, kicks the ball off to Frederick, drives baseline, finger roll up. No good. Sturt had the ball. He was fouled from behind. I believe they're going to get Anthony Rebus on the reach-in. So Rebus is going to pick up his first. That is the first team foul against Gillespie here in the second half. And so with 1:05 to go, it will be Purple Panther ball. They're trailing 37-33. Crow with the ball in the corner right in front of us. He goes into Boston. Boston goes across the lane. Little turnaround jumper's up, and it's good. Anthony Boston with his first basket since back in the first quarter gives him 4, makes it a 2-point game. Gillespie with the lead and the ball, 45 seconds to go for the third quarter. Fredericks with the ball, going to bring it over on the wing to Whitfield. Now to Cravagna, back to Fredericks for 3. Off the iron, no good. They'll fight for the ball, and it looked like Bishop was going to come away with it, and it rolled off his fingers at the last second. So it will be Gillespie ball with 34 seconds to go. They lead 37-35. He comes in to Gill, back to Cravagna, into Zinner, who's posted up low against Boston. Boston has him in a double team with Sturt. Who are they going to call there? Both of them were reaching in. The guilty party is playing Sturt. Sturt's going to pick up his third. Corso has 3. Niehaus has 3 as well. Cravagna will inbound with 27 seconds to go to Zinner. Zinner going to turn, going to spin, going to go to the hole, and it's good. The old step through worked to perfection for Blake Zinner. He has 7 in the quarter. He has 12 in the game. It's a four-point lead for the Miners. They trailed by 5 at halftime. A very productive third quarter, however, has put them in front. Off it goes to Stewart. Stewart a little hard off the backboard. Will not go. Back to Stewart. Now off to Boston. Boston shot up and good. So give Anthony Boston a steal and a bucket. And he draws the Purple Panthers back to within 2 after 3 quarters of play here at Litchfield High School. It is Gillespie 39, Litchfield 37. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way on WSMI. The Gillespie Miners scored 20 points in the first half. They came up with 19 points in the third quarter and turned a 5-point deficit into a 2-point lead as we head into the final quarter. Gillespie shot goes out of bounds, last touch by the orange and black, and so it'll be Purple Panther ball, trailing now 39-37. Stewart with a drive on the left side, goes off the glass too hard, and away with the rebound comes Zinner and the Gillespie Miners. They lead here by 2. To Zinner it goes. He tried to bounce pass inside. It was deflected there by Stewart. He'll take it all the way. His shot will not roll in as it comes up short, and it'll go right back over to the Miners. Frederick's going to try the same thing as he drove the length of the floor. Had the same situation as his layup would not go as well. Playing a little one-man basketball. Now it off to Crow. Crow's shot is blocked by Ottersberg, and then Ottersberg kicks the pass out, and a foul going to be called on Cameron Crow. So Crow, in frustration, tried to get the ball back. Instead, he'll pick up his second foul. With 6:53 to go, Gillespie will inbound. As thought they were going to make a substitution, but Coach says no, he didn't want to make the substitution until the ball was live. So Whitfield will go back and sit at the bench, and as soon as the play starts, he will go to the table and report. Fredericks with the dribble out between the circles, now into the lane, off to Zinner, and it's good. Perfect execution of the give and go. Zinner, the recipient, he'll get the bucket, and he'll get the bruise, and he'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul's going to go against... Well, they have it going down as Stewart's third, as Zinner to the free throw line, shots up, and it's good. So the three-point play gives Blake Zinner 15 points, and now Tanner Whitfield indeed will come into the lineup as Zinner will get a well-deserved rest. Bishop will bring the ball down with 6:30 to go here in the fourth quarter. Purple Panthers trailing by 5. Crow going to kick it back up top to Stewart. Thought about a 3, then stops as he drives to the free throw line. Gets that shot to go. Blaine Stewart in double figures with 10 draws the Purple Panthers back to within 3. Gillespie, 42. Litchfield, 39. 6 minutes to go. Cravagna to the lane. It's good. Cravagna with a little finger roll gives him 16 points on the night. Talk about a finesse move by a power player. Anthony Cravagna with 16 points on the night. The other way, Bishop driving in the lane. His shot will not go. Whitfield comes away with the rebound. 5-5-5 showing on that fourth quarter clock. Gillespie with the ball and the lead. They're up by 5. Over to Gill. Gill's going to fire a long 3. It goes up off the rim and over the backboard and out of bounds. Corso will replace Crow in the Purple Panther lineup. They trail by 5, 44-39. Stewart will inbounds. He's going to get some pressure there by Bobby Robbins, who's going to come down and harass Bishop. Inbounds pass comes in to Brady. Brady takes it off on a dribble. He'll go to the hole, kick it off to Boston. He'll stop right there in his tracks and let fire. Anthony Boston, with his 8th point of the game, makes it a 3-point game. 44-41, Gillespie with the lead and the ball. Whitfield on the dribble. He'll slice through 2 defenders. His shot is blocked by Boston, who kicks it out to Bishop. Bishop goes down the floor quickly, gives it off to Corso. Thought about a 3. Instead, it'll go to Sturt for 3. Off the iron, too strong. Gill comes away with the rebound. Gillespie's got numbers. Gill going to the hole is going to go to the free throw line, as Sturt going to be called for the foul. I have that down as Blaine's fourth foul, and indeed it is. To the free throw line, Billy Gill to shoot two. Gill with 3 points on the night, a tray back in the second quarter. He'll spin that ball in his hands, then he'll eye it, now he'll try it. It'll go off the right side, no good. Niehaus will replace Stewart in the lineup for the Purple Panthers. Zinner will replace Whitfield in the Miners lineup. After all this has transpired, Billy Gill says, give me the ball, I want to shoot my second free throw. He missed the first, he'll get another. Couple three dribbles, spins that ball, eyes it, tries it, off the front iron, no good. Ottersberger fighting for the rebound, and instead it goes off to the Purple Panthers. Corso brings it back down. We're inside 5 minutes. Corso picks up his dribble, looking for a cutter. Going to be a foul called on a holding call. This is going to go against Bobby Robbins, as Robbins was holding Bishop as he was trying to go through the lane. Robbins will come out of the game, and Brock Fredericks, the 5'6 junior, will replace him. Inbounds pass comes to Niehaus. He'll square up and shoot the 15-footer, and it's good. Austin Niehaus, with his fifth point of the game, makes it a one-point game. 4-4-4 showing on that fourth-quarter clock. 44-43 is our score. Gillespie with a one-point lead and the ball. Gill with the ball in the corner. Wants to get it to Zinner. Instead, he'll go back up top to Cravagna. Cravagna to Fredericks, who thinks about a three, then decides, I'll give that one up and give the ball back up top to Cravagna. Anthony's going to set the offense. Over on the wing, it goes to Fredericks. He'll swing the ball all the way back to the other side. Now to Zinner with a nice pump fake. He'll go to the glass, but as he does, he's guilty of a travel. Not quite slick enough to call it the Euro move. He gets called for the traveling. Only turnover number 7 on Gillespie on the night. Litchfield has 7 turnovers as well. A well-played ball game by both teams in that respect. Bishop now trailing by 1 are the Purple Panthers halfway through quarter number 4. Austin going to drive to the free throw line, kick it off to McGill. McGill's going to little finger roll, no good. Anthony Cravagna once again with the rebound. Just put it on a loop and keep playing it all night. To Zinner, back to Cravagna out front. Now it goes into Zinner. Coach Shoulder says, I want a timeout. Let's set it up. 3:46 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Gillespie 44, Litchfield 43. Gillespie's ball when we come back. You're listening to WSMI. As you can hear, they're hooping and a hollering here in Litchfield tonight. These fans are having a good time. Their Purple Panthers are trailing by 1. They're trying to inspire them to come back. Inbounds pass goes right through the hands of Zinner into the hands of McGill. Back come the Purple Panthers with a chance to take the lead. Niehaus does a backdoor cut. He's not open. Corso then gives it to Boston. Boston at the elbow. Out to Bishop. Back up top to Niehaus. Niehaus picks up his dribble too soon. Takes one extra step and travels. Turnover number 8 on LHS. So with 3:29 and a one-point lead, Gillespie gets the ball back to Gill, who catches the ball right in front of Coach Schultes. Gives it back out top to Fredericks. Fredericks, being guarded by Bishop, spins around, gives the ball to Cravagna. Cravagna to Zinner. Zinner is double-teamed, so he'll kick it off to Ottersberg. Ottersberg, with a nice putback in from the left side, gives Zinner credit for an outstanding pass across the lane. Ottersberg has 4. The lead is 3. Back the other way, McGill, caught in the baseline, can't go anywhere. Gives it off to Corso. Corso up top to Boston. Now to McGill. McGill going to fire 3. Off the iron, will not go. Ottersberg with the rebound. Off to Cravagna. Cravagna taking it down with 2:45 to go, fourth quarter. His team leading 46-43. Gillespie with the lead and the ball. Fredericks turned the ball over. No, he went back across the midcourt line. In the event, it's a violation, which gives the ball back to Litchfield. Boston out, Stewart in. So Stewart's in there with McGill as well as Bishop, Corso, and Niehaus for LHS. They trail 46-43 with 2:30 to go. To Niehaus at the head of the key. To McGill, back door to Corso. He'll spin, he'll shoot off the iron too strong. Zinner comes up with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Cravagna. Cravagna will take it down. 2:22 now showing on that fourth quarter clock. Zinner gets the ball at the high post, kicks it from one side to the other. Back up top to Cravagna it goes. Now over to Fredericks on the right side. Fredericks has the ball. looking inside for Kravanya. Now, no, bounce pass into Zinner. Oh, Zinner had the wide open layup and shot it across the backboard, went right across the rim. Those are one of those kind of shots that you're just too open. McGill now takes it to the hole, and he's going to be fouled on the floor before he got in shooting mode. So the Purple Panthers trailing by three with 1:57 to go here in the fourth quarter will get the ball out. Corso will inbound underneath his own basket. The foul is going to go against Billy Gill. That will be his first. Shots up by Bishop for three. Brady Bishop with his first tray of the day. Couldn't come at a bigger time as he knocks this one up 46-46. 1:52 to go here on the fourth quarter clock. 46-46. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. A critical timeout being taken right here by the Miners. We're tied 46-46. As we look ahead tomorrow, our Wednesday night action, we'll have a live game coming your way, Carlinville versus Hillsboro from the Carlinville Girls Regional. That way, game coming your way live at 7:30. That'll be followed by another girls game, Nokomis taking on Calhoun from the Nokomis Regional semifinal. That game coming your way about 9 o'clock. Both games on WSMI. Back to action we go as it goes into Kravanya at the high post. He'll give it off to Gill. Gill with a jump pass back to Fredericks. Fredericks into the lane. His pass is intercepted by Corso. Corso with an outstanding job of stepping in to that passing lane right under the basket. That's the pass that has been so effective for the Miners here in the second half. Now with 1:25 to go, McGill with the ball. Bounce pass to Bishop. Bishop back to McGill. McGill wants to drive baseline. He'll go into Niehaus. Off the glass and in. Niehaus with the bucket. McGill with the outstanding bounce pass in the lane. The Purple Panthers back on top, 48-46. Miners with the ball. Fredericks looking for Zinner at the high post. He's got Ottersberg at the low post. Gill for three. Will not go. Fighting for the rebound. It's up, and it's good. Alex Ottersberg simply powered his way to that ball, took it away from a Purple Panther, put it in. 45 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, 48-48. Bishop with the ball. Off to McGill. McGill to Niehaus. Niehaus to Stewart. Stewart to Corso. Corso says, let's set things up. He'll get the ball back out top to Bishop. Brady says, set the offense up. He wants McGill to go over on the opposite side. Now it's Corso with the ball. Back up top to Stewart with 25 seconds to go. Coach Drew Logan saying, be patient, be patient, be strong with the ball. In it goes to Niehaus, and he's going to be hit by Zinner from behind. Blake's going to pick up the foul. That will only be personal foul number one on Zinner, but it'll be the eighth of the fourth team foul against Gillespie. That will stop the clock with 18 seconds to go. There will be no free throws on this foul. It will be Litchfield ball as we come back from the timeout. But first of all, a break in the action. 18.4 seconds to go, fourth quarter. 48-48. Litchfield ball when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Exciting high school basketball at its best. These two teams played way back in November. Gillespie had a 59-46 victory over Litchfield. We are now knotted 48-48, 18 seconds to go. John Corso is going to toss it in right in front of the Litchfield bench. He gets it in to Blaine Stewart. Stewart with the ball has Ottersberg reaching in. That's only the 15th foul, so Gillespie can afford to stop the action a couple of more times. Ottersberg will pick up his second foul. Litchfield now has to get the ball inbound once again. 15.7 seconds to go. It comes in to Bishop. Bishop being guarded by Fredericks. Out it comes to Stewart. Stewart to McGill to Corso. Corso off the glass. Rolls off. Will not go. Zinner gets the rebound and calls a timeout with 4.3 seconds to go. So the Purple Panthers got what they wanted, but John Corso could not get the shot to drop from the left side. It kissed the glass, but then rolled across the rim and dropped off. The Miners came up with the rebound, and Zinner knew exactly what he wanted to do. As soon as he got his hands on the ball, He called for the timeout. He got the timeout with 4.3 seconds to go. 48-48 is our score. Gillespie ball. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI. The student section over here on the bleachers on the stage, they are all standing. The band, it is playing. The defense of the Purple Panthers is getting set. The Miners know what they want to do. They have plenty of time to get the ball inbounds. Billy Gill will be the trigger person. He checks to make sure that he cannot move. He'll get the ball into Cravagna. Cravagna on the drive is going to take the ball to the hole. He's going to have it stripped away by Brady Bishop. Bishop got the ball but didn't have time to get the shot off. So guess what, folks? We're going overtime. And that's only fitting that a game this evenly played between these two teams should go to overtime. After four quarters of play, we cannot determine a winner. We'll go an extra period as it is 48-48. You're listening to WSMI. Litchfield wins the tip. Coming down with the ball is Cravagna. His shot is up and good. Just like that, Gillespie's taking a two-point lead. Brady Bishop on a baseline drive goes back the other way and knocks this one back up. So Cravagna picked up his 18th point of the game to give the Miners a two-point lead. And then Bishop comes back with his 7th point of the game to tie things up at 50-50. 4 minutes were placed on the clock. We're down now down to 3:15 as Gillespie taking their time. Fredericks with a shot off the iron. No good. Boston comes up with the rebound. He'll kick it out to Corso. Corso's on the drive. He'll give the ball off to Niehaus. Niehaus' finger roll is up and good as he avoided the charge and came up with his 9th point of the game. Puts Litchfield up by 2. 52-50. Litchfield with the lead. Gillespie with the ball. 2:45 to go. Cravagna being guarded by Niehaus. Goes to the hole. Stop, pop, and it's good. Anthony Cravagna, 20 points on the night, as he has basically been unstoppable when he takes the ball inside. Now it's Bishop back to Corso. Corso with a left-hand layup comes up short. Ottersberg comes away with the ball. He'll kick it off to Fredericks. Fredericks wants to go to the hole, and he's going to go to the free throw line as Niehaus going to be called for a blocking foul. Austin's going to pick up his 4th, and Fredericks to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Nope, they're going to give him 2 shots. They're going to say that he was in the shooting mode. So he'll eye the first. He'll try the first, and he'll buy the first. 7 points on the game for the 5'6 junior, Brock Fredericks. He'll get another as Zinner's going to have a seat. And I believe that's Whitfield came in for him. Second free throw attempt for Fredericks is up, and it's good. So his 2 free throws gives Gillespie a 54-52 lead, 2-2-2 showing on the overtime clock. Niehaus going to the basket. He'll go to the free throw line as he was hacked in the act. Tell you what, this game is not for the faint of heart. You go into the lane, and it's going to get rough in there. Ottersberg will pick up his 3rd to the free throw line. Austin Niehaus, he's 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. First one's up, and it's good. Gives him 10 points on the game. His 11th could tie things up. Zinner back into the ball game as Niehaus shoots that second one up and down. 54-54. Here we go. Final 2 minutes, 10 seconds. In it goes to Cravagna. He wants to stop and pop from the elbow. His shot rolls off the iron. No good. Corso did a good job of sealing off Ottersberg. Now he passes the ball off. And a foul going to be called on Bishop as he lost the ball and was trying to get it back. And he'll be called for personal foul number 2. That will be team foul number 10, I believe. So they'll walk the other end of the floor, as the Litchfield fans would say, they're walking the wrong way. The Miner fans may have something different to say, as Brock Fredericks to shoot 2. He was just there a moment ago and hit 2 out of 2. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He'll buy the first. So after missing his first free throw of the evening, he's now made four in a row. Sitting on 9 points, looking for number 10. 1:57 to go in the overtime. Free throws up and down. So he makes them both. He has four free throws here in the overtime, 6 points in the game. The Miners have a two-point lead, 56-54. Corso with the ball, kicks it out to Boston. Boston back to Bishop. Bishop going to drive the baseline, off the glass, and good. Brady Bishop sent it around the rim. It spun, hit the backboard, reverse directions, came back through. Tied this game at 56. Fredericks with the ball, being guarded by Bishop. He'll kick it off to Gill. Gill back to Fredericks, now to Cravagna. Cravagna with a little forearm shiver to create some space. He gets away with it there against McGill. Now he gets a screen from Zinner into the corner of Fredericks for a three. Bottom of the net. Brock Fredericks with a dagger. He hit a huge three with 1:10 to go. It's Miners by three, 59-56. To Bishop it goes. Bishop over on the wing gives it to McGill. McGill, who had a couple of threes back in the first quarter, hasn't gotten a three since then. With 57 seconds to go and trailing by 3 points, Coach Drew Logan says, we want a timeout. He'll take a full timeout. 57 seconds showing on the overtime clock. 59-56, Gillespie over Litchfield. Litchfield's ball when we come back following the timeout. You're listening to WSMI.
Stop into your local Subway sandwich shop just after 4 o'clock to pick any 3-foot-longs, wraps, or salads for just $18. You heard right. Any 3-foot-longs, wraps, or salads for less than $20. Exclusions may apply. Subway, eat fresh. Serving the WSMI listening area.
WSMI FM 106.1.
After one quarter of play tonight, Litchfield had an 11-10 lead. At halftime, Litchfield still led, this time by five, as it was 25-20. In the third quarter, Gillespie came back strong, outscoring the Purple Panthers 19-12. They took a two-point lead into the fourth quarter. Litchfield outscored Gillespie 11-9 in the fourth quarter to knot things up at 48. 11-8 has been the advantage for the Miners here in the overtime. They lead by three as Litchfield will inbound. Bishop thought about a three. Instead, he'll kick it over to the other side to Corso. Corso's going to bring it back on the dribble. He's wanting to find Bishop. Bishop is being guarded by Fredericks. He'll get the ball back. Corso wants to go to the corner. He's there. Bishop with a screen. Corso with a three. It won't go. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to be pulled away. Two Miners are shooting together. McGill's shot is blocked. And then on the rebound, Billy Gill got the rebound, and the Purple Panthers draw the foul. 29.7 seconds to go. Foul going to be called against Austin Niehaus. And Niehaus will foul out with 11 points on the game. So it will be Bishop, Boston, McGill, Stewart, and Corso for the Miners. Billy Gill shooting two for the Miners to make it a four-point game. It's up, and it's good. Billy Gill, who had just missed two free throws in the fourth quarter, nails a big one there, and he'll get another one. Spins the ball in his hands, takes the dribble, spins it one more time. Eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. Corso comes up with a rebound. Trailing by four. Stewart wanted to go for the three-point shot. Instead, he'll go off to Bishop. Bishop got stepped on as he took the shot. There was no foul called as Zinner got the rebound. He lost his balance and went out of bounds. With 16 seconds to go, Litchfield will get the ball back, trailing 60-56. Corso will trigger. Bishop was looking for a four-point play, I think. He was seeing if he could get fouled on a three-point shot. Instead, the pass comes in. Corso throws it away. A critical turnover at a critical junction of a critical game. Litchfield will call a timeout with 16.4 seconds to go. It will be Gillespie ball coming out of the timeout. They lead this one 60-56. Brock Fredericks, the 5'6 junior, he's been the big man on campus for the Gillespie Miners here in the overtime. He's hit a three, and he's hit four for four from the free throw line. 7 points for Brock Fredericks as he's leading the way for the Miners, perhaps leading them to victory number 9 on the season. Also 4 points from Anthony Carvagna, who's sitting on 20 points right now. So he has 20. Zinner has 15 points. And now with that big overtime period for Fredericks, he's now sitting with 13. For the Purple Panthers, they have been led in scoring, 18 points by Blake McGill, but he has not scored in the fourth quarter or the overtime. Then it's 9 points for Brady Bishop, 11 points for Austin Niehaus, who has fouled out. Following the timeout, the Purple Panthers need desperately to get the ball back. The Miners need to be strong with the ball and good at the free throw line. 60 to 56, say it correctly, Coach. A 4-point lead for the Miners, 60 to 56. Gill looking. And a foul going to be called on Boston as he was holding Zinner. And Boston's going to pick up the foul. That will be his third. That's not altogether bad because no time runs off the clock. Zinner, however, will go to the free throw line. Blake, with 15 points tonight, will shoot 2. He is 3 for 5 from the free throw line this evening. He's made his last 2. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. Nope. It rolls in and out. So it's still a 4-point game. 60-56. Gillespie with the lead. Gillespie with one more free throw. Blake Zinner, the 6'4 senior. He'll eye it again, try it again. This time he buys it, giving him 16 points for the night, giving the Miners a 5-point lead. It comes down to Stewart. He passes up the 3, gives it off to Corso. Corso to Boston. Boston's shot will not go. Zinner gets the rebound, and they're going to let the clock run out as the ball goes down to Gill, and that will be your final score. Gillespie 61, Litchfield 56 in overtime. What an outstanding game was played here at Simmons Gymnasium tonight. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. She has been working the dials in not one, not two, but 3 games. And I dare say this was the most exciting of all 3. As Gillespie and Litchfield hooked up in a South Central Conference battle, 32 minutes was not enough. We had to go an overtime session. In the overtime, Gillespie outscored Litchfield to the tune of 13-8, and they win this one 61-56. It was an outstanding game played by both teams. Gillespie, with the win, moves their overall season record to 9-18. They're now 3-3 in South Central Conference play. They were led tonight by Anthony Carvagna with 20 points. Then it was Blake Zinner with 16 and Brock Fredericks with 13. 3 in double figures for the Miners. Then it was 6 points for Alex Ottersberg, 4 points for Billy Gill, and 2 points for Frankie Barrett, who, as we said, was injured in the first quarter, did not return to action. And as a result, the Miners had to play without one of their leading players, Frankie Barrett, but they did rally the troops and still managed to bring home the victory, 61-56 over Litchfield in overtime. As we look at the Litchfield individual scoring, they were led by Blake McGill, who had 18 points, those coming in the first 3 quarters as he was shut out in the fourth quarter and the overtime. But Blake McGill, the 5'10 junior, leads the way with 18 points. Then it was 11 points for Austin Niehaus, who fouled out in the overtime. 10 points for Blaine Stewart. He hit 2 threes back in the second quarter, but after that, we only heard from him for a 2-pointer in the fourth quarter. 9 points for Brady Bishop and 8 points for Anthony Boston. Quarters of 11, 14, 12, 11, and 8 in the overtime. They're 5 for 6 from the free throw line, But the Purple Panthers go down to defeat tonight, 61-56 in overtime to the Gillespie Miners. With the loss, Litchfield drops to 9-17 on the season and 1-5 in conference play. We want to remind you that tomorrow night we have more high school basketball coming your way, as we'll have from the Carlinville Girls 2A Regional a semifinal action taking place, as it will be Carlinville taking on Hillsboro. That live coverage comes your way at 7:30 tomorrow night on WSMI FM 106. That will be followed by semifinal action from the Nokomis Class 1A Girls Regional, as it will be Nokomis taking on Calhoun. That's our agenda for tomorrow night. But for tonight, we have concluded our action. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Litchfield for their hospitality. They always treat us so well when we're in town. We want to, of course, thank all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball games. And, of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Megan Cordy for producing not one, not two, but all three games for us tonight. We appreciate your efforts, Megan Cordy. One final time from Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield, Illinois, our final score in overtime is Gillespie 61, Litchfield 56. This is Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.